Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and happy baseball opening day 2023, March the 30th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour, 24 degrees, sunny skies here in the Marion area, and we are going to give away this Neighbor's Pizza in this hour. One topping Neighbor's Pizza large in honor of opening day. Now remember, Neighbor's Pizza is located at 712 Richmond Avenue in Fair Park. Wednesday and Thursday, they're open 4 to 9. Friday and Saturday, 4 to 10:30. Sunday, 4 to 8. Their telephone number is 740-382-6595. Now, did you enjoy Harry Carey this morning? You know, there are some mornings you have guests on this show, and you say, well, that went okay. And there's some mornings you say, well, that really didn't go well at all. Anytime Harry is on, I have a good time. And the thing about it is, of course, Harry's been dead for 25 years last month. Ken Cervera knew Harry Carey. He sounds, if you listen to Harry Carey, he sounds almost identical to Harry Carey. He is just absolutely brilliant in what he does. Now, does anybody have anything to say about the baseball opening day, the Cubs, or Harry Carey last hour? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Anything to say about last hour or Harry Carey or baseball opening day? 740-751-4038. Certainly a little chilly for baseball opening day, 24 degrees and sunny skies, but hopefully that temperature will go up as the morning goes up. I hope you enjoy hearing Harry start your day. He is so entertaining to me, having been a Harry Carey fan and knowing what Harry Carey sounded like. Just a lot of fun. All right, now this game we're going to do here, we've never done this before, so like most things on this program, it will either be a tremendous success or it will die a miserable death. Because when you're doing live radio, those are really the two choices, and you don't know until it happens. It will either be a success or it will die a death. So let's give it a try. This is one of those things where we want you to listen to the interviews, and yet we don't want you to Google the answers to the question. So, Harry gave us all the answers last hour. So here's what we're going to do. If you can tell us how Harry answered these questions, you will go into a drawing to win the large, one-topping Neighbor's Pizza that we're going to give away right before 10 o'clock today. Also, don't forget, Linda Sims, Voice of a People, 10:15 to 12 noon today, and Adam the Computer Guy with James Anderson, 12:15 to 1 p.m. Call in, ask questions of James today live, 12:15 to 1 p.m. Okay. This morning, now these are all from the interview that happened last hour. Let's see if you got your pen and your paper out or you just really have a good memory. Who did Harry Carey say his favorite team was this morning? Now, you might be able to guess this one, even if you didn't hear the interview last hour. Who did Harry Carey say his favorite team was? Baseball team. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who did Harry Carey say his favorite baseball team was? All right. Well, somebody must have been listening last hour.
Go ahead, caller.
40751.
Go ahead.
The Cubbies.
The Cubbies. Hey, John, how did you like Harry this morning?
Oh, I thought it was very interesting.
Now, John, are you ready for opening day?
Yep, I'm ready.
Now, who's your favorite baseball team?
I don't really have a favorite one right off the top of my head, Scott.
Well, I tell you what, John, thanks for listening, and we got you in the drawing.
All right.
All right, now you can enter as many times as you like. Yes, Harry Carey's favorite baseball team was the Cubbies. Okay, now this was a fun question. Well, let's take the call here.
Go ahead, caller. We just got that, but keep listening.
Okey-doke.
All right, we just got that one. John is in with the Cubbies. What did Harry Carey say his favorite color was? What did Harry Carey say his favorite color was? 740-751-4038. Now remember, you can enter as many times as you like. What did Harry Carey say his favorite color was in the interview this morning? Now, some of these questions, you probably didn't even have to hear the interview, and you could guess the answer. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
What did Harry
Go ahead.
Harry say his favorite
Blue.
Color?
Blue. Absolutely. Gotcha, Carolyn. Thanks.
Okay.
Carolyn is in. Yes, Harry Carey said his favorite color was the color blue. Cubby blue. I think, a matter of fact, is what he said during the interview this morning. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say blue, but I just heard somebody already answer.
Well, hey, how did you enjoy Harry this morning?
I enjoyed it, even though I'm not a Cub.
Oh, now, who's your team? Who's your team?
I've been a Yankee fan since 1952.
Really? Way back in the Jackie Robinson days.
Yeah, I was just... 6 years old when I started watching.
Now, have the Yankees started to play yet?
I'm not sure if they're playing today or not. I haven't been following it.
Well, I tell you, baseball season really is the official start of spring.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't very happy with Aaron Boone the whole season last year.
I know. I hopefully the Yankees do better this year. Well, hey, hopefully you get another one of these answers. Keep calling.
Okay.
All right, we've got John and Carolyn. Cubby Blue. Okay, next question here. And remember, you can enter as many times as you like. What did Harry Carey say his favorite food was? What did Harry Carey say his favorite food was? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What did Harry Carey say his favorite food was?
Go ahead, caller.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs. You have got it. Now, are you going to have a good hot dog today in honor of opening season?
Well, I don't have any. It's the house right now.
Oh, no. I think everybody should have a hot dog today. It's just...
Or a corn dog, maybe. I don't have any. I did have some frozen corn dogs, which I've... Finishes off.
Well, you know, a corn dog works too, and anything we can get. Who sells hot dogs in town? Where can you go and get a hot dog?
Doesn't Sonic still have hot dogs?
I think Sonic does, but other than that, I don't know of any. But why, you can get a foot long hot dog over at like Dairy Queen.
Yes, Jersey. I love Jersey's Coney's.
Yeah, Jersey's. But I don't know if you can just get a regular hot dog any other place but Sonic.
I don't know.
I don't know
what. Does Stewart's have them?
You know, I don't know. If Stewart's has the foot long hot dogs, but I don't know if they have regular hot dogs.
Well, you could probably ask them to leave off the Coney sauce, maybe.
Yeah, I'll have to do that. Hey, thanks.
Okay.
All right, it is hot. You know, if there had been any planning in this morning, I could have called up Michelle and said, listen, Michelle, get just one package of hot dogs. And we're going to give away hot dogs today in honor of the Cubs opening day. and Harry appearing on the show this morning. All right, we've got Trish, Carolyn, and John in so far. Harry Carey's favorite food was hot dogs. All right. What was Harry Carey's favorite drink? What did Harry Carey say his favorite drink was during the interview this morning? 740-751-4038. Harry Carey's favorite drink. And again, a lot of these, you would not have to be a listener to that interview to know the answer. Go ahead, caller.
Budweiser.
Budweiser, absolutely. A staple of Harry Carey's. Thanks.
Budman and Budweiser.
Yep, Cub fan, Budman.
Yeah.
Yes, Budweiser was Harry's favorite drink of choice. No doubt about that. All right, next question. Well, we got another call coming in here. Let's take the call. Go ahead. Well, we lost that one. All right. Dialing fingers ready. Oh, now this one might be a little more difficult than others.
Go ahead, caller.
Budweiser.
Budweiser, absolutely. Hey, Ernie, who's your favorite team?
I follow the mainly Cleveland and Cincinnati, like both of them.
You know, I like Cincinnati, too, but what is going on? Do you think they got a chance this year?
A better chance. I think they've improved their team some.
I hope so, because I just love the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxall and Pete Rose and the whole tradition there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the big red machine, you know, everybody became a Cincinnati fan then.
Oh, absolutely. Now, do you like baseball?
I do.
Yeah, it's a great game. Somebody told me one time it was the game that was truly made for radio.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thanks, Ernie.
Thanks.
All right. Yes, it was Budweiser. Now, this next one might be a little hard. It was kind of a roundabout question. What did Harry Carey say his hobby was? What did Harry Carey say his hobby was? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. In the interview last hour, what did Harry Carey say his hobby was? All right. Now, see, we might have stumped people on this one. We got Trish, Carolyn, and John in this morning for the Neighbor's Pizza drawing. But does anybody remember what Harry Carey said his hobby was? All right, maybe this person does. Go ahead, caller.
Baseball.
No, he didn't say baseball, but that's a good guess.
Well, he said he watched the baseball up there in heaven.
He did, but he didn't say that was his favorite hobby, though.
Oh, I thought he did. No, okay.
Good guess, good guess. Not watching baseball up in heaven. He said it had something to do with baseball. But it was not watching baseball up in heaven. What did Harry Carey say his favorite hobby was? It was an interesting hobby. Let's see here if this person knows. Go ahead, caller.
Sitting on a cloud, looking around.
Not sitting on a cloud, looking around. Good guess, though. Not sitting on a cloud looking around, but that's, you know, he did talk about being up in heaven. What did Harry Carey say his favorite hobby was? Does anybody remember? 740-751-4038. What did Harry Carey say his favorite hobby was? We might be into a stumper here today. What did Harry Carey say his favorite hobby was in the interview we did this morning? All right, a Neighbor's Pizza on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Well, was it while he was watching baseball, listening to the new announcers?
No, not the new announcers. It had something to do with baseball. But it was not watching baseball. What did Harry Carey say his favorite hobby was? Does anybody know?
740-751-4038. All right. What did Harry Carey say his favorite hobby was? 740-751-4038. Wow, this one might be a tough one. And I wrote it down as he said it to try to be correct. What did Harry Carey say his favorite hobby was? Go ahead, caller.
Arguing with Ty Cobb.
No, that was a good part of the interview, though. No, but not arguing right with Ty Cobb. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
I like that part of the interview. Not arguing with Ty Cobb, but not a bad guess. What did Harry Carey say his favorite hobby was? Do we know Harry Carey's favorite hobby? What did old Harry say this morning? Neighbor's Pizza on the line here. It was an interesting hobby when he said it. Does anybody know what Harry Carey said his favorite hobby was this morning? 740-751-4038. John, Carolyn, and Trish so far in the competition this morning. What did Harry Carey say his favorite hobby was? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. Harry Carey's favorite hobby. Wow, this might have hung us up here. Harry Carey's favorite hobby. What in the world was it? John, Carolyn, and Trish in the competition. I'll tell you what. You know what? We might come back to that one. That's hanging us up here a little bit this morning. Okay, we'll take a call here. Go ahead, caller.
A hobby or not, but was it with his wearing apparel?
What was that?
Was it with his wearing apparel?
No, not his clothes, but a good guess.
Not his clothes. All right. Let's move on to the next question, and we'll come back to that one. What did Harry Carey compare his glasses to? Harry Carey compared his glasses to something during that interview. What did he compare them to? Now, this was a funny answer. Does anybody know what Harry Carey compared his glasses to in our interview this morning? 740-751-4038. A large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza on the line this morning. We're going to do the drawing here right about 10 o'clock. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
The Hubble Telescope.
Absolutely. Thank you.
He can see the infinity.
He can see a game from no matter where he is.
The Hubble Telescope. Absolutely. Harry said he compared his glasses to the Hubble Telescope. All right. Now, anybody might be able to get in on this next question because this is kind of a softball. Who did Harry say his favorite player was? Who did Harry Carey say his favorite player was? 740-751-4038. And we kind of had a little contretemps about that on the air. Who did Harry Carey say his favorite player was? All righty.
Go ahead, caller.
Rhino.
Rhino, do you remember the name?
Rhino Sandberg.
Well, his name's
Sandberg.
Sandberg. But Rhino. Do you know his His name's not Rhino. He referred to him, but do you remember his name?
Is it Ryan?
Not Ryan.
Okay.
Now we're close there. Now somebody else has a chance to get in here. Who did Harry Carey say his favorite player was? Now, does anybody know? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Ryan Sandberg,
absolutely. Thanks, Ernie.
Sure.
Ryan Sandberg. Ernie gets in on the competition. Now we got Ernie, Trish, Carolyn, and John all in on the competition here. All right. Next question. Oh, this is going to be a good one. This is an easy one, but a good one. Okay, let's take the phone call here, and we'll come back to this. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Holy cow. It's Ryan. R-Y-N-E.
R-Y-N-E. You got it. Now, you're not as good as Harry was in the first hour, but you're close.
Well, I'm not getting paid, too, so I'm going to do the best I can on this great day for a bowl game.
You know, you kind of sound like Harry Carey with a toothache.
Well, maybe I do.
You go, now sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Oh, I'm not singing anything today, Scott. I'm just watching them play the ball game.
Now, see, Harry would sing.
Well, that's good. But would Harry's favorite hobby be bar hopping on Wrigleyville, where all those great sports bars are in Chicago?
No, it's not bar hopping on Wrigleyville. No, good guess, though.
Okay, Scott, well, holy cow, let's play some baseball today.
I'll tell you what, that was a little frightening. My goodness, that was like... that was like Harry Carey with a toothache. Oh, my goodness, happy opening day. My God. Okay. What was Harry Carey's favorite song? That's the question. Oh, my goodness. Harry Carey's favorite song. Maybe we'll hear from Harry with a toothache again. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Deliver me. What was Harry Carey's favorite song? Somebody bail me out. What was Harry's favorite song?
Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Take Me Out to the Ball Game. John, what did you make of the last Harry who called in?
Well, I thought he was pretty good, Scott.
Didn't it sound like Harry maybe had some jaw work done? I didn't.
Yeah, that's a good answer there, Scott.
But wouldn't you have wanted to hear him sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Yeah, I thought he should have sung Take Me Out to the Ball Game just to make it more interesting.
Well, he's got 22 minutes left. He can think about it.
Maybe he'll call back.
Thanks, John.
Bye.
Take Me Out to the Ball Game is Harry's favorite song. Yes, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Okay. Which Harry with a toothache did not sing. Okay, here we go. What was Harry's favorite condiment on his hot dogs? Now, his favorite food was a hot dog. What was his favorite condiment to put on a hot dog? You know, that was either Harry Carey with a toothache or Harry Carey with a mouthful of this. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Mustard.
What'd you make of Harry with a toothache there?
I thought he was pretty good.
Now, did it sound like Harry... See, it sounded like Harry maybe had a stroke or something to me.
But he did a very good job, I thought.
But don't you feel we should start a movement before the broadcast is over that he should call in and sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah. So Harry with a toothache, call us back. Thanks. Yeah, he sounded like maybe he had a mouthful of mustard. Needed to spit that mustard out, then we'd be off and running. All right, mustard.
was Harry's favorite condiment to put on his hot dogs. Okay, next question. Oh, who did Harry... Now, this might be a tough one. Who did Harry Carey used to call out for shots during the ball games? Used to call out for certain camera shots. What was that guy's name? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. This is the man Harry used to call out for shots to. All right, go ahead, caller.
Arnie Harris.
Arnie Harris. Now, do you remember Harry calling out to Arnie Harris?
No, I'm afraid I don't. I just listened to the interview.
Well, no, that's. I'm glad we were able to bring the late Arnie Harris back this morning. Thanks.
You're welcome.
We've got Ernie, Trish, Carolyn, and John in the competition here this morning. Arnie Harris was the name. Now, if this person gets Arnie Harris, I'll let him in as well. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Steve Collins?
Not Steve Collins, but a good guess.
Not Steve Collins. The legendary Arnie Harris was who it was. Arnie, get that shot of the person over in aisle B. All right. Next question. What did Harry Carey say the worst smell in the booth was? The worst smell in the booth. What was that smell? 740-751-4038. Ernie, Trish, Carolyn, and John so far in this morning. What did Harry Carey say the worst smell in the booth was? 740-751-4038. Might be another little bit of a stumper here this morning. Worst smell in the booth.
Go ahead, caller.
That secondhand smoke off of that old cigar.
Oh, you have got it. Now, what did you make of our second Harry Carey there?
I thought it was terrific.
Did you?
If it was a local, it was more terrific. Excuse me.
Now, didn't you think, though, maybe he'd had some jaw surgery or something?
I thought it was good. I couldn't even begin to do that.
Well, now, do you have a favorite baseball team?
Follow the Indians.
The Indians. Now, have they opened their season yet?
I don't follow baseball that much anymore, but Luke Easter played for the Indians when I listened to him, so... That goes back a long time.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Yes, the old secondhand cigar smoke. That's the smell that Harry did not like. All right, well, we got to go back to our question that we didn't get. What was Harry Carey's favorite hobby? What was Harry Carey's favorite hobby? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What did Harry say his favorite hobby was? Now, we've had some guesses here. It did have to do with baseball. Oh, wait a second. We forgot a question, too. I've got to go back to another question here. Well, let's take the... Maybe this will be it. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Was it saying the names backwards?
No, not saying the names backwards.
Not saying the names backwards, but that's a good guess. What did Harry Carey say his favorite hobby was? Okay, now the question we forgot. Now remember, I said when Harry said this earlier that you have to say it exactly right. We'll come back to this in a second. All right, go ahead, caller.
Was it announcing games?
Yes, that's it. Announcing. Now, you remember him saying that now?
Yep.
Thanks, Ernie.
Sure.
Yes, it was announcing baseball games. That's what Harry said his favorite hobby was. Do you remember that? He said he still loved announcing the Chicago Cubs games. All right. Now, our final question here. You've got to get it exactly right. All right. Okay, here we go. Harry Carey's favorite saying. Harry Carey's favorite saying. And you've got to get it exactly right. If you're off at all, we're going to move on to the next caller. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Favorite saying. Go ahead.
It might be, it could be, it is a home run. Holy cow.
You have got it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, does any, you know what, because I'm a generous person and it's the opening day of baseball today, if anybody else wants to call in and just give it to us off the top of your head, I'll put you in the drawing. We've got Ted, Ernie, Trish, Carolyn, and John in so far. If you're not in or want to be in again, if you can tell me what Harry Carey's favorite saying is word for word, I'll put you in again. Or if you're not in, didn't get in yet, I'll put you in. 740-751-4038. Do you remember Harry's favorite saying? Or do you remember what I said his favorite saying should be? Does anybody remember that? Remember, the winner this morning gets a large neighbor's pizza. 712 Richmond Avenue in Fair Park, open Wednesday, Thursday, 4 to 9. Friday and Saturday, 4 to 10:30. Sunday, 4 to 8. Their telephone number, 740-382-6595. We're going to give one away today. It's going to be something. Go ahead, caller.
Could be, might be, it is.
A home run, absolutely. We got you, Mary.
Okey-doke.
All right. Anybody else who wants to get in, if you can get in, you got to give me the exact quote of Harry's favorite saying, or what did I say that Harry's favorite saying was. Our Harry Carey with a toothache must have disappeared, unfortunately. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Did you say it could be holy cow?
I did say. I said, boy, it'd be much easier if we went with holy cow here today.
Right.
Hey, thanks, Ernie.
Sure.
Yes, I said, boy, if we would have just said holy cow, we would have eased it up on our listeners here today. All right. Now, because I'm a giving person, and we've got 12 minutes left, and we went through all the questions, that was kind of fun, I want people to be in this drawing to win a neighbor's pizza. So, if you call in and sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, your best rendition, I will put you in to the drawing. Anybody who does it, who's out there listening, who calls in and sings Take Me Out to the Ball Game, I'll put you in the next 12 minutes. So far, we've got John, Carolyn, Trish, Ernie, Ted, and Mary. Now, if you have not had a chance to call in and get in on this pizza, I will put you in, if you call in and sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, in honor of opening day of baseball season today for the Chicago Cubs. So there's a freebie for you. Who has the intestinal fortitude this morning to call in and sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game? Now, our Harry Carey, who needs to go to a dentist, who had a TMJ adjustment, jaw surgery, he did not sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Now, we were hoping, in honor of opening day, that he would do that. But he did not. So that's showbiz. So anybody in the next 10 minutes who would like to call in and sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, because it's opening day and we all want to be taken out to the ball game, I will put you in the drawing for a large one-topping neighbor's pizza that we're going to draw here in about 10 minutes, which could be good. No, but, you know, if they are listening in the office there, our friend who listens in the office with her pals, she could get all her pals in the office there together, and they could sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. If Sarah is on the bus, she could get all her bus riders together and call in and sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Now, Sarah and our friend who listens in the office, get everybody in the office. Get everybody on the bus together. Call in. Sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Or is that a song nobody knows anymore? 740-751-4038. You know, we can't be fearful anymore. We've got to let it rip here on opening day. Okay, what else do we got here? Well, here's a quick family feud for people who haven't got a chance to get in. If a baseball umpire had a talking parrot, name something he might say. Well, how about that? All right.
Go ahead, caller. Hello?
Cheryl? Uh-oh. I think we lost that caller. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Now, are we going to get an office today singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game to celebrate opening day of baseball for the Cubs? Are we going to get people on the bus singing opening day stuff? I don't know. We certainly hope so. We've only got 8 minutes left. Or Harry with a toothache, if he calls back in. We could always do that. 740-751-4038. If a baseball umpire had a talking parrot, name something he might say. Does anybody know what a talking parrot might say if it was a baseball umpire's talking parrot? 740-751-4038. 52 minutes past the hour, a large neighbor's pizza, one topping, is on the line here today. Neighbor's Pizza, 712 Richmond Avenue in Fair Park. Wednesday and Thursday, 4 to 9. Friday and Saturday, 4 to 10:30. Sunday, 4 to 8. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
It might say strike three.
Absolutely. You got it.
All right. Strike. One more answer. What might a talking parrot that is owned by a baseball umpire say? Now, strike is one of the answers, but we have one more. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is the other thing a baseball umpire's parrot, talking parrot, might say? We got strike. But what else might a baseball umpire's talking parrot be trained to say? 740-751-4038. You know, I cannot believe for a free entrant in to win a neighbor's pizza, which we are going to draw here in 6 minutes, we don't have the office or Sarah's bus singing. Go ahead, caller.
You're out.
You're out. You got it.
You're out. Absolutely on the list. Those were the two. All right. Let's get to the next one here. Name a specific skill you'd have to be good at to be a professional baseball player. Two answers here. Name a specific skill you'd have to be good at to be a professional baseball player. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Two answers left on the board. Name a specific skill you'd have to be good at to be a professional baseball player. All right.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
You got to be able to run.
Running, not on the list, but a good guess.
All right, thanks.
Running, not on the list. Name a specific skill you'd have to be good at to be a professional baseball player. Two answers on the board. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know? I hope somebody does. Now again, if anybody calls in the next 4 minutes and sings Take Me Out to the Ball Game in honor of opening day of baseball season, I'll put them in the drawing. As I said, our group of office friends could get together all in the office. You can sing that song probably in under a minute. Or all the people on the bus out there. I don't know if Sarah's listening this morning. Maybe the bus is not up and running. Go ahead, caller.
H-T-B. I give the initials to somebody else, gives the answer to them.
Oh, you're exact. You got it.
Okay.
H-T-B. H-T-B. Name a specific skill you'd have to be good at to be a professional baseball player. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the answer? Or answer. There are two answers here. And you still got 3 minutes left to call in. Sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. You'd get in for free. That's like a get into the competition free. Large one-topping pizza from Neighbor's Pizza. John, Carolyn, Trish, Ernie, Ted, and Mary all in the competition. Go ahead, caller.
Gotta be a good hitter.
Gotta be a good hitter. You got it. That's one of them. You've got to be a good hitter. No doubt about it. What other thing do you have to be good at to be a good baseball player? We've got hitting. What else do you have to be good at? Ted gave us a little hint there, HTB. So we don't have the T or the B. 740-751-4038. Holy cow. We're going to be giving away this pizza here momentarily. Now remember, Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 10:15 until 12 noon today. And then we've got Adam Lepp with James Anderson today. 12:15 to 1 o'clock live, and you can ask James Anderson, the naturalist, all the questions you like. Phone lines will be open. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, the other one would be C-T-B.
C-T-B. Oh, C's a good one, too. You're right. All right, C-T-B. Things you'd have to be good at to be a baseball player. Now remember, if you win the Neighbor's Pizza today, you just call them. They're open 4 to 9 tonight, 4 to 10:30 Friday and Saturday. Sunday 4 to 8, their telephone number 740-382-6595. Give them your name and they will give you the pizza. All right. 740-751-4038. Anybody checking in today to let us know what's going on? All right, we're going to do our drawing here momentarily. No more takers on opening baseball day? Okay, we'll shuffle these up here today. Our winner today, all right, the anticipation on opening day of baseball is great. Our winner today is Carolyn Heimlich. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio. For Emmy Award-winning actress and voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, sharing her experience of being in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
One of the big traditions for a lot of people on Thanksgiving
is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, absolutely. And